Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
In 2003, the CIA released a classified document with the subject heading Analysis and Assessment of Gateway Process, a process that utilizes audio frequencies to achieve brain hemisphere synchronization. In order to provide a thorough evaluation, the document covers the techniques of hypnosis, biofeedback, and transcendental meditation, thereby providing a modern scientific account of an ancient guarded knowledge of mankind's spiritual potential, a potential that could save humanity from the mind control tactics being used to divide and enslave us. The left brain is the mind's verbal and linear reasoning component. It categorizes and assigns meaning to incoming stimuli and passes this resulting information to the right brain, which is non-critical and accepts whatever information it is given without question. The left brain is the ego mind. It operates on autopilot and can be easily swayed by external stimuli. Most of us are unaware of this because we naturally tend to identify ourselves with the ego. We think that the ego is who we are, but in fact, it is just a part of our mental processing. The right brain is our subconscious mind, and hypnosis is a technique of directly accessing the subconscious by disengaging the ego, giving us self-awareness and control over the subconscious mind. Transcendental meditation achieves this by practicing single-minded concentration of drawing energy up from the base of the spinal cord and into the brain. With practice, this visual concentration eventually polarizes the cortex, bringing both hemispheres into balance, allowing the individual to transcend the ego mind. With biofeedback, rather than suppressing the left brain as done with hypnosis or ignoring it as done with meditation, the practitioner programs the ego mind with visualization while monitoring the physiological response, thereby programming the subconscious mind by observing the results with real-time biological feedback. The gateway process, also known as HemiSync, achieves this same goal by simply listening to specific audio frequencies that bring both hemispheres of the brain into synchronicity with one another. All of these practices, some of which have been taught for millennia, have been proven effective with modern scientific tools. The gateway process has been shown to bring the entire body into a coherent vibration of approximately 7 to 7.5 cycles per second, which then creates a resonance with the electrostatic field of the Earth. It is believed that this resonance is what allows the practitioner to transcend time and space, or in other words, allow their consciousness to leave the body without limitation. What we call physical matter is not solid at all. It is more like a highly advanced holographic image made up of different frequencies. What we experience as solid matter is actually the electromagnetic repulsion of certain frequencies, and this includes our own physical body. And so it is believed that the reason these practices work is because our consciousness is not being generated by our bodies, but rather, our bodies are being generated by our consciousness. Physicists have proven that the physical world is energy and define time as a measurement of change within this energy. In order for energy to take form, it needs to be limited to a specific vibration. Energy at rest is uniformly extended without limit. It is everywhere at once. This is why humans are able to remote view, which is a term used by the military for their psychic training protocol, wherein they teach an individual to transcend space and time in order to gather information remotely. And this is how Mr. Guy Savelli was able to drop a goat from 100 feet away with his thoughts. But most importantly, the suppression of this knowledge is how the government is able to program your subconscious mind for you, without you even knowing it, and control what you perceive to be reality. Reporting.
The cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find, with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there, and your purchase supports the InfoWar 360 win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects, believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all the great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Owen Troyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, Leanne McAdoo has astrally projected herself into the studio. I tried to touch her. She's not actually physically there. It is some sort of a manifested projection. I'm being facetious. She is in studio with me, but she wants to talk about that last Gregory's report, what the government hides from us, the power of our minds. And, you know, I kind of have looked at this in the last two segments from the more of a negative aspect, where I'm looking at how we now know, and we've talked about this before, we're learning more about the human mind and how no two human minds are the same. It's not a universal system that each of us have in our brain. Minds and brains work differently depending on the individual. Whether it's a visual thing, whether it's an audio thing, we're learning more about this, that you might see or hear or think something completely different than somebody else just because of the way your brain works. And so I was kind of making the analogy of some people literally cannot see more than one move in advance. These are people that never win a game of chess. These are people that probably couldn't even beat a kindergartner at checkers. And so these are people that fall for stuff like abolish the police, stop man-made climate change and stuff like this, which gets used against them politically. So that's kind of the negative aspect. But there is a positive aspect about this as well. However, the government has been doing experiments. They know all about this stuff. They use it against we, the people. And it's time for us to understand what's being done behind the scenes.
Absolutely. I mean, it's beyond time for us to start kind of taking control of our own minds and understanding that we absolutely are being targeted and a multitude of ways, just the way that they control the information we're able to access, as well as the type of music that gets played on the radio and the movies that make it out and become the big hits. It's all kind of by design. We've, you know, done reports for years about how Hollywood is kind of in collusion and the media is in collusion with the government, and they have contracts and stuff to be able to access their technology and, you know, let us fly your helicopters and crash them in our movies, and we'll push your propaganda kind of subliminally. And
yeah, so, it's a nice little beneficial relationship they get.
Yeah, some very good tit for tat. So, you know, there's a lot to this. Our brains are incredibly powerful. If you want to talk about, you know, being created in God's image, right? We really, truly are. We are. Our default setting is just amazing and incredible, and we've sort of forgotten that and allowed ourselves to now be sort of corralled and controlled. And you were sort of talking about how all of our minds are unique, and of course they are. But the collective consciousness is very real. And, you know, if you've ever been inside of a huge football stadium, for instance, and there's thousands of people all stamping on the bleachers and everyone chanting in unison for their team, there's like a very powerful energy that rises up.
No doubt. You get the goosebumps. The hairs in the back of your neck stand up. You can feel that.
Right. And so when you...
And there's a chemical response to it, too.
Absolutely. And it's a harnessable energy. Now, if you've talked to any musicians or any you know, athletes who are out there who are feeling that energy from the crowd, they feel that energy and it like motivates them and pushes them, or the band is like, you know, they can get everyone waving their hands back and forth. It is a harnessable energy. And people in power, you've seen it like with Hitler, for instance, his marches are a perfect example of millions of people all lined up in unison and just like caught up in this collective consciousness. And so people do, you know, you have to be aware of how your mind is being sort of corralled and, you know, get angry at that over there.
And we've seen this scaled too. This is scalable. We've seen it. You can point to many examples with 50,000, 100,000 people, but even they've done studies with 5, 6, 10 people in a room where, I forget the name of the study, we highlighted this during COVID with the mask issue, where in a controlled experiment, they'll have, say, 5 people in a room, and they'll say, all you need to do is tell us which line on the screen is the longest line on the screen. And they'll show you 4 lines, and line C will clearly be longer than line A, B, or D. But the 4 people in the group that are controlled, they always say the smaller lines are the longest in this controlled experiment. And then eventually, usually by the 3rd or 4th round, even the guy that's not controlled is saying the smaller lines are longer just because the other people in the room are saying it.
Right. It's the group think and not like not wanting to look foolish or, well, gosh, everyone else sees it. Something must be wrong with me. And that really, you know, is a strong testament to how important it is for us to get back to our own discernment and get back to our own inner strength and our own mind and make sure that what is happening inside of our own minds is the truth. And, you know, that's this report, this gateway process, that Greg Reese's report did a great job at kind of summing that up and then going beyond to sort of say that there's so much more to our human potential. This is just one declassified experiment that was going on in the CIA that came out in June 1983. They were working on this. It was declassified, I think, in 2003. And, you know, millions of people were made aware of it then. Of course, it's now come back around and gotten repopularized because of TikTok. And so now a lot of other younger people are being introduced to this information. And we've already kind of collectively been more introduced to yoga and meditation and hypnosis. And so 50 years ago, when they were first starting to study these things, scientifically anyway, it was kind of woo-woo. It was weird and no one believed it. But now the younger generations, they'll just soak all this up. And so, you know, it's very interesting to see it being introduced to, we're ready for it, is kind of what people are saying, is that we're ready to see that missing 25th page of how the Taurus energy works in our brains. And, you know, it's time. And so this is information that they have been sort of studying, and it's been classified for decades. But we're ready to sort of to receive this information and start applying it in our life. This is what got me interested in studying hypnosis and, you know, just the power of hypnotherapy and also using Hertz frequencies and brain entrainment to just sort of recalibrate and come back to that resting state of just truth, really. So many people kind of walking around like wounded and not even realizing that their thoughts are projecting out into reality. You know, so when you're focusing on fear or devastation or pain or, you know, torture, you don't realize that you're actually reflecting that out and attracting more of that into your life. And this gateway process talks about basically the hologram, this holographic nature of reality that we are living in, and how important it is to sort of work on your mind and your brain and, you know, get it into a, it's called hemisync, but sort of get the left and the right brain in coherence with each other so that they're not actively working against each other.
Well, and, you know, you bring up the issue of the brain damage. And so I kind of have, like, there's two different responses. There's the fight or flight kind of survival of the fittest response, which is like, if you're going to go get that COVID vaccine 3, 4, 5 times and die, then so be it. That's the more animalistic side to me. But then there's the compassion side. Then there's the human side that says, no, 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 wait a second. You've been brain damaged. I mean, you've literally been brain damaged. This would be like, I make the comparison of if you see a war veteran who had his leg blown off fighting a war in, let's say, Afghanistan, and coming up to them and saying, oh, you're an idiot. You went and fought in war. You lost your leg. Well, no, they were told they wanted to go fight this war. They were told why they were going to fight this war. I'm not gonna say, hey, the good guy who went over there and lost his leg for a good cause is dumb because he did so. And it's to me, it's like, it's the same thing. It's like, you got tricked. You got brain damaged. You really believed this vaccine was going to help you. So I actually do feel bad. You're actually a victim. You have now a victim of brain damage.
Right. And I appreciate that you are having some compassion for people, because we really do need that more in this world. It's like, we can't help it that perhaps we grew up in a home that there was a lot of abuse or neglect. And now we take that on with us through the rest of our life. We sort of ride through life with this feeling of unworthiness or unlovability, and then you go out and you want to control your environment and control everyone around you, or project that self-hatred onto others. And so there is, you know, this is a good time for care. But I mean, after the break, I'd love to talk about, you know, that fear programming and how it leaves you in that beta brainwave state that's highly controllable.
And now with the modern technology and the screen time and even the virtual reality, this is an even bigger issue. The juxtaposition is even greater. We'll be right back with Leanne McAdoo.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Inside Leanne McAdoo's brain. We're still studying it. We're still trying to figure out how it works.
Me too.
Some are probably wondering if they can smoke it and get high off of it. That's what Hunter Biden is asking. But no, getting serious though, you were discussing this in the last segment, how the youth is more interested in this stuff. And you're seeing, you know, whether it's TikTok or other social media platforms where they're discussing this stuff. And I think that's because the juxtaposition is so different now, with the majority of their time is probably now spent in front of a screen, whether it's at home, whether it's at school, versus even, I mean, heck, even growing up myself, I mean, we had video games, we had TVs and stuff. I didn't have the smartphone and the cell phone. But even with that, I spent most of my days outside. I still rode bikes. I still climbed fences. I still skipped rocks. I still climbed cliffs. I scraped my knee. You know, there was still kind of that, the balance of human and nature wasn't so out of sync. But even you go back 50 or years, but now it's like that balance almost doesn't exist. So now it's the phenomenon or the trend of nature bathing, right? Where it's like, oh, going out in nature is bathing. Well, that used to be called Tuesday. Like it is so, but so now the youth is so into the fake realm that they're looking for anything to give them something real again, even if it's way out there. Like, let me go into my mind and figure out how it works.
Right. And it definitely makes it easier to comprehend the simulation theory that we're all kind of living in a simulation. This one big computer game. And, you know, it just sort of makes sense when you kind of grow up in that world where all of your thoughts, I mean, not yet, allegedly, but now we have to actually say the words out loud and our phone will pop it up for us. Oh, I just heard you were talking about this. Let me, you know.
Yeah, now you got a book recommendation. Now you got a purchase recommendation.
Yes, and soon they'd like to be able to, when we just think it, then it'll send the signals. And they're working on that. Everything is just energy, right? And so it's just figuring out how to hack into the brain, hacking into those waves, the wavelengths that, you know, we're always constantly emitting. And so it would be
I personally don't think we're anywhere near that.
Well, it'd be wonderful. Well, so we've kind of forgotten the brain initiative during the Obama administration, where, you know, billions of dollars in funding. I know Paul Joseph Watson did lots of reports on that. But just all of the What happened to that? Where did all that money go that we spent basically just to figure out how the brain works and what we can do with it, how we can hack it? And unfortunately, DARPA always tries to take this technology first and turn it into a weapon before it kind of gets passed along to the masses. And they're slowly starting to trickle it out. Now they're sort of talking about how sound is going to be helping destroy brain tumors and help with autoimmune disease, people that have seizures and different types of things like that.
Which are all just frequencies.
Right. And it's like, ooh, this is going to come around someday. But people have been studying this and trying to prove that this is a thing for decades now. But of course, you know, big pharma or, you know, just that whole industry doesn't want people to necessarily access the...
Oh, well, of course. Imagine if you could naturally heal yourself with sound waves. I mean, that might be the extreme far side of healing. But even with just natural products, like even just fruit, like they don't want you to know about fruits that can help you stay healthy or even some believe can cure cancer.
Right.
Or oxygen, even oxygen.
Heaven forbid you'd hear, you know, what they taught you in elementary school about you are what you eat and how food is.
Well, cancer's a multi-billion dollar industry, probably trillion.
Right, exactly. And there's so many people that they push their kids to be doctors or lawyers, which means we're going to be in this perpetual state of being sick and sued in order to prop up that system that it's just self-perpetuating. But yeah, so it would be really wonderful if we could just take it on ourselves, our own initiative to sort of hack our own brains and understand for ourselves the information is out there if you go and look, and just kind of try to understand a little bit about how you can hack your own brain. I mean, you can go listen to these binaural beats or Hertz frequencies. They're all over
YouTube. Do you do that?
Of course I do. It's one of the reasons why I am a hypnotherapist.
It works for you?
100%. Yes. And there's even just...
Show me the science.
I have the document.
Oh, you were close. You're supposed to say, I am the science. That's why people are like, yeah, oh, yeah, you know, you drink raw eggs. Well, show me the science. Bitch, I am the science.
I don't see any six-pack.
That's because my clothes are on.
Oh, great. That's a good thing. So, yes.
Well, I'm not Jeffrey Toobin.
So is that the man who's spending $2 million a year to...
No, I forget Leanne McAdoo's way out of the political spectrum.
Yes.
No, Jeffrey Toobin was masturbating on a camera.
Oh, that's...
On a CNN host.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I blocked that one out of my brain because...
It's back. Baby. Injected it.
I tap in every once in a while to the sardoodledom, and that's the kind of stuff you see. And it's like, oh, yes, we are still being programmed by master debaters who don't even get fired for doing that.
Oh, imagine. You turn on CNN, there's Jeffrey Toobin.
Yeah. He's here with a hard-hitting news that you
guy.
Can trust.
That
it's just, these are degenerates. And this kind of all ties back into how our world is being controlled and... led and steered by people who have never really kind of hacked into why am I a degenerate that would do that on a Zoom call with
or they've never tried something else.
Yeah.
They don't even know what it's like on the other side.
We have all these wounded people just walking around the planet. On the one hand, you want to give people, compassion in that regard, and let's all start trying to maybe help each other heal those wounds. But on the other hand, stop giving your power to these people who are just wounded and potentially evil and maybe even psychotic break.
Well, like imagine you could, if let's say you're an advanced civilization or advanced species or something, and you could go and you find a life form that is clearly less intelligent, and you can take it one or two ways. You can say, oh, I'm going to conquer this life form and I'm going to make them my slaves, essentially, or I'm going to empower them and make them more prosperous to get them on my level.
Right. And that's
and we know the globalists. Well, we know how they feel about us humans.
Yeah, absolutely. And that is why I have taken it upon myself to unplug from all of that and to plug in to these other things that are actually going to help me reach my potential. And we all have this inside of us. It's just informing yourself. And I know Alex is talking about this all the time. That's why he's come up with so many incredible products to help people. But just, you know, the brainwave states. I mean, even just understanding how news media and that fear programming, it emits a certain frequency that keeps your brain in this beta wave state, which is those are the waves that are going on when you're in fear thinking, when you're in that fight or flight mode. Most people are in their beta wave thinking state all the time, or when they're asleep, they'll go into the delta frequencies. But for the most part, people are always going to be in that beta. It's very controllable. And if you want to put someone into a very light state of hypnosis, we do it all the time. If you suspend your consciousness watching a movie, watching the news, it
yep.
pulls you into that frequency.
And well, let's give a real-world example before we take this break. I think COVID is the best real-world example. You tune on the TV, you're told this virus is killer, it's going to kill you, it's going to kill your grandma. Okay, you're in the state of fear. Now you're walking around, you see the masks, you see the lockdowns, you see the barriers. Now the state of fear continues, and now, guess what? You're in the state of fear, you've just been told to take this vaccine. Now you've just had a sudden cardiac event. See how that works?
Yeah, you look to the leader. Save me, save me.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, They really have been the MVPs in this fight. And we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week. It's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
And Leanne McAdoo in studio. And I don't know if confirmation bias is the right term for this, because quite frankly, the subject material here does not get covered in your college psychology classes. But I think that it might be the most relevant example or terminology to use here, where we're discussing this, hey, you know that line C is the longest line on the slide, but everybody else in the room keeps saying it's line B, so I'm just going to say it's line B, and I'm going to go along to get along, or whether it's the mass formation psychosis like we witnessed with the Nazis in Germany, or what we're witnessing today, quite frankly. But
here's why they put the gay flag in the classroom, put the Black Lives Matter flag in the classroom, tell trans kids they're beautiful, you know, men can be women, men in the women's locker room. It's all this surrounding you with this propaganda that obviously makes no sense. Men can't get pregnant. Men can't have periods. Men are not women. This is not even up for debate. But when they flood the zone with that propaganda and you're forced to consume it from you're a kid, well, then all of a sudden you think it's real. It becomes reality.
Right. And why are kids, why is this anything that they should be worrying their brains about anyway? Why aren't we learning about human potential? Why aren't we learning more about how to enhance our cognitive abilities, psychic abilities? I mean, the CIA is trying to work on astral projection and remote viewing so that they can, you know, get military access without having to actually physically travel to an alternate place. And then, of course, in this gateway process, he's talking about also preparing yourselves for if you do step outside of your body and go to these astral realms that you might engage with some other entities or other beings, and you need to prepare yourself in order to engage with this type of energy. So they're looking at all of this other stuff that's kind of like this hidden, kind of occulted information, while we're all fighting about, you know, gay wedding cakes being baked and stuff. And it's like, I get it, that stuff matters, but it's like they keep us constantly bickering and fighting over things that we have absolutely no control over, which keeps us again in these beta wave states of just like fear, confusion, depression, anxiety, you know, so we're in this constant state of anxiety. Oh, what should I do? Oh, I have no control over anything. And then of course, because we are animals, you know, it's like our animal instinct. We always want to then look to the leader when we are afraid or we need answers or solutions. That's actually part of how hypnosis works, is just understanding that humans are, you know, basically high grade animals. And so they're going to look to the leader when they get put into a state of shock. And then you're there as the hypnotist to be able to kind of, you know, ease them into this state of relaxing their left brain, relaxing their conscious mind so that they can put that to the side and allow things to, new suggestions and possibilities to come in.
Well, here's why I bring up the issue with the propaganda aimed at the children, is because what they can do is they can destroy your own instincts before you have fully formed your brain so that you are a healthy adult with a functioning brain. They destroy it when you're a kid. Here's an example, and I don't want to scoop. There's a reporter that's about to come out with this story, so I don't want to scoop them. But basically, there's an establishment here in Texas, much like some of the public schools, where they put tampons and feminine products in the boys' bathroom. And so there's an instance, again, I don't want to scoop this reporter, but I'm, you know, just to use this as a subject material here, a young boy goes into the boys' bathroom and sees feminine products. And this boy is young enough to not fully understand, but old enough to have an idea, right? So sees the tampons and says, oh, you know, daddy, why are there women's products in the boys' room? And see, he still has the basic instincts. He still has the basic understanding to know that's not right. Men are not women. Well, now he's getting the propaganda, and sadly, in this case, the father didn't know what else to say except that, oh, well, now men can be women too, and so you have to have these products. And so the point is, no, that young boy in the men's room understands boys are boys, girls are girls. Inherently knows that basic fact. You really don't even need to go to school to figure that out. You probably figured it out. But, okay, there they are. He thinks he's figured it out. He thinks he understands the world. Now, boom, here's this piece of propaganda put right in front of him. It confuses him. And instead of having somebody there saying, no, 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 this is propaganda out to destroy your brain, instead it's, oh, men can be women now. And now you've just reset his entire instincts. You've just reset his entire inherent understanding of biology with just one little piece of propaganda.
Absolutely. And children up until about the age 7 are like constantly in this state of hypnosis where they can be, they're just soaking everything up like a sponge. And that's why they're
impressionable,
very impressionable. That's why most of the traumatic, you know, things that might happen when you're a kid, something can happen and that just sets a belief for the whole rest of your life. And so they're incredibly impressionable. Their minds are just always open up until about maybe 14 years old, you know, depending on how you mature. But for the most part, kids, and that is why it's like we need to get in there young. We're going to start talking to them about sex in kindergarten. Why? Why are children even needing to have this type of information? Well, it's because they are ripe. Their minds are ripe. They are absolute sponges. And here in this gateway process, again, it talks about how with this holographic nature of our mind, how whatever we put in the left hemisphere, it basically goes through the left, is filtered through, or I'm sorry, comes in through the right, and it creates, it's like our creative side of our brain, so we kind of can imagine it, and then it filters through the left so that the left brain can then materialize it and actualize it. And that's why we are incredible, and our brains are, we have these two sides to us, because we are kind of like a super cute computer, if you will, to where we have the creative capacity to sort of tap into that infinite wisdom that gives us an idea, and then we now are able to process it through and turn it into a reality, tangible, that we can see here in the 3D. So that's why when you're working with young minds, young impressionable minds, you're giving them this, planting these seeds of information that is going into their very fertile soil of their brain. So now they're thinking it, imagining it, and visualizing it, and it then gets filtered through and becomes reality kind of in the future. And that's what like my nephew, he doesn't know what he wants to be when he grows up. I'm like, the things that are going to be there when it's time for you to get to work don't even exist yet. They haven't even been invented yet. And it's all of these younger people who are having new information put in their brains. So they're coming up with new creative things that we haven't even thought of yet. And then they're
never even have been there, never even existed.
Right. And they're going to be actualizing these things kind of in the future, which is wonderful and incredible and awesome. As long as we're allowing our minds to be just infinite possibility.
And but think about it. That's the problem.
This is what you need to think, and it goes against all science from beyond.
This is one of the things that has been driving me. Before I even got into politics, I always saw this, and that's instead of injecting the youth with ideas that don't empower anybody, that don't build a future at all, it destroys the future, actually, we should be building a youth that says, hey, you see problems, guess what? You're the problem solver.
Exactly.
You're the person that solves the problem. You see the traffic going in and out of the city, you're the person that invents the new way of travel. You see the problem with homelessness or whatever goes on, you're the person that motivates people to get out. You're the person that solves the issue. Instead, we take away real issues that we could solve to empower humanity, and we inject it with fake issues like, hey, you're a little boy, but you actually might be a little girl.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good thing.
And it's like looking at this picture in the background. It is all of these old minds, the old world, the old control. They're trying to figure out ways to continue to hang on to their power, because it's only a matter of time before this human potential kind of snaps on in all of us. The young people, even though a lot of them are being propagated to, and you kind of worry, but they're like, no, we don't want to work in your old paradigm anymore. We're ready to do something new. And so that's what the old world order is very afraid of. How can we control the minds now to continue to be in control in the new world?
And that's why they're hitting the youth with more propaganda than we've ever seen. All right, one more segment with Leanne McAdoo. I want to tie all of this into gut health, mm-hmm. because believe me, folks, it all starts there. We'll explain that on the other side.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Studio, and I want to get into how this all ties in to the gut, because people need to understand there has been an attack on your gut with the synthetic food. And, you know, we've talked about this. I know, Leanne, you've talked about this, and we've sold products trying to address this with the prebiotics and the bacteria and everything. But basically what happens in your modern diet is you're not getting any of the good gut flora and gut bacteria. In fact, most of the food you're eating is actually destroying that.
Mm-hmm.
And the gut flora and the gut bacteria that, quite frankly, has maybe even been there for millions of years. I'm not exaggerating. And this is why this is such an important thing with the gut health. There's a reason why the saying, go with your gut, actually, there's truth to that. Because you, maybe before the modern day diets, have inherited a wealth of information and experience and even an immune system from your great, 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 great grandparents. Literally. Passed on through the gut health, through the gut bacteria. It's passed on forever. And so that's why you share an immune system with your family, and it gets passed down and passed down and passed down. So through your gut bacteria and the gut health passed down, you have years and years, generations and generations of knowledge and understanding. But once they get the now on your bad diet and you've basically erased your entire family history, you've erased everything that's been learned throughout your lineage just by killing all the gut bacteria. They know that. And so now they've reset your gut. You've lost the thousands of years of knowledge and experience through your gut, and now they can reset it and tell you men are women, everything's gay, and everything else that goes on. So this is a very serious issue that not many people understand or appreciate that I think we're really maybe on the verge of understanding.
Right. It is incredible. There is a reason why they call the gut the second brain. I mean, there's your nervous system is actually from the brain to the gut. It is just there's almost before you can even think something, your gut is responding because it has the same receptors that your brain has in your gut. And so, of course, if you are suppressing that or feeding your gut, feeding the bad bacteria that is in your gut, you're lethargic, you've got brain fog, you're depressed, you have anxiety. And it's like no wonder that so many people are walking around just sort of sick.
Well, think about it too. They want you when you breastfeed as a baby, you're literally inheriting that knowledge. It is like it is so sacred, and that's why they don't want women breastfeeding because they don't want that special generations of knowledge passed on.
Right, or their natural immunity. Oh, you need to go get the vaccine for it. We can't just do it the way that it's always been done and that we were designed. Our bodies are magnificently designed in order to just keep us healthy and keep us moving on and evolving.
So I think that's a big issue people need to be aware of. And that's why you need to monitor your diets, monitor your gut health. And it causes so many problems, not just obviously with the body, but with the mind.
Were you the one that was talking to me about being afraid to do any intestinal cleanses?
The parasite cleanse. Yeah.
Because your parasites might actually be giving you your edge.
We were talking about this. I said, you know, I'm thinking about doing a parasite cleanse, but part of me is afraid to because I don't want to lose something goodness or maybe lose some good bacteria or, like you said, lose my edge. Like I get rid of my parasites, all of a sudden am I a different person?
You very well could be. Absolutely. And I think that's why dogs kind of have that instinct when they can tell who's your family member because you all sort of have that same microbiome you share.
That's right. And they can smell it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I think that's definitely what it is. And so for sure, getting control of the gut, getting control of the brain, the mind, it all absolutely starts with your diet, really. But then there's just simple things that we can do that here's the science. And I have some video if you guys wanted to pull up B-roll so people can see if they're watching. And this is information that's been around for a long time as well. But you know what? Consider this your prompt to look into it again, to maybe reapply it back in your life. But it was Dr. Masaru Emoto and water consciousness. And people have seen those videos where the water molecules actually would change based on frequencies that were projected into the water molecule or words or prayer. And so his book was titled The Hidden Messages in Water. And there's video of it as well. And you can just see how these water molecules will just crystallize based on if you say, you know, love and gratitude versus you disgust me or you make me sick, I hate you. And it just actually goes from like a sacred geometrical form to just like chaos and noise.
But doesn't that kind of actually prove the power of the mind? Because yeah. Noises out of your mouth really don't make the difference. It's what the meaning behind them that you know when you say it.
Right. And that's the prayer is when you're praying, you're actually putting sound with intention. And so the water molecules, he actually took some really polluted and toxic water and then exposed it to prayer. And so it's just the same exact water molecule, totally toxic, totally polluted, and then starts saying a Buddhist prayer over it. And then the water molecule itself recrystallizes and becomes back into this beautiful sacred geometric form. And so they didn't clean the water. They did nothing to it. But it's just showing you how powerful our words are, how powerful our mind is, and just speaking things into existence, but also how important it is to just speak kindly to yourself. A lot of times people will be nice to other people. Hey, how you doing? Oh, nice to see you. And then they talk to themselves. Oh, you're so stupid. Oh, you messed up again. Can't believe you're never going to amount to anything. Like we're so mean to ourselves. And like it all starts with us and each cell in our body. I mean, we contain so much water. Imagine all the water molecules within our body that are just looking like these jagged edged crystals. And it could be just as simple as speaking kindly to yourself that you are recalibrating kind of your molecular structure.
Well, and now I see quick. Now I see the dangers of social media even more so, where, I mean, you know, Kim Kardashian is the low-hanging fruit, but we'll use her as an example, where young girls see this woman who's completely fake, face is fake, body is fake, life is fake, everything is fake about her, but they see the picture and it looks real, like, wow, how come I can't look like that? Or how come I don't have billions of dollars? Or how come everything in my life isn't joyful and blissful like Kim Kardashian? Well, none of that's true. None of that's true. She probably has the same problems that you have behind the scenes, and her body is entirely fake. But young girls see that and they think, oh, wow, I must be bad. I can't look like that. And so now you have this negative feedback because of the social media.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that's actually why I shut my social media down for a while, because I just...
We're not going to plug your socials here?
If you want to follow me, I'll come back on and say hi to you for sure. But it's just, we just kind of need a little bit of quiet time from all that. There's a lot of noise. It's a lot of din. And it's just like, shh, you know, and you never have the opportunity to just kind of have that peace and stillness. Go outside. What do I really want at this point in my life? Who am I? Versus being constantly bombarded with whatever's trendy, or, you know, whatever they want you to buy this, you don't need it, but buy it. And of course, advertisement, that's been around forever, but more now than ever, we need to be taking back control of our consciousness, because the CIA is figuring out how to weaponize our consciousness, how to use our consciousness.
Oh, well, look, when I see thousands of people in Texas marching to murder babies, I know that they've had their collective consciousness stolen and taken over.
Absolutely. And the collective consciousness is there in the fourth dimension, and it is absolutely harnessable. And that's why people need to kind of understand, pay attention to the groupthink, pay attention to the groups that you're with, and do you agree with what everyone's kind of saying? Because believe me, your energy is being harnessed to kind of do that work. It is powerful, but we all are just as simply, if we can just start speaking nice things into our own life, our own brain. That's why the affirmations and things are so incredibly powerful, because it just starts to reflect out into our world. And even if you can only just start with your own world, it might help a little bit to take us out of that fear frequency.
I actually think that's so key, is how can you encourage others to be better if you're not going to be your best self?
Exactly.
It's all a mutual thing. You have your own confidence, and you be the best person you can be, and then you pay that forward by living by example and encouraging other people.
And that's it. It really is that simple. Obviously, there's a big world out there, and we can think of, but we don't have control over that. The only thing we have control over is our own selves. So you have to start there.
Lee Ann McAdoo, great to have you back in studio. And soon you're going to have a new special project you're going to be announcing. Is that correct?
Yes, and I will be on the show to announce a new special project.
All right, so there you go. There's a deep tease here. New special project from Lee Ann McAdoo. I'm sure there's no members of the audience that would want to be hypnotized by you. I'm sure that that's not going to be a big thing.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.